So this morning, good morning, everybody. First off, just want to say good morning. I hope you're having a great day. I'm up in Boston, as it should normally be cold. It's nice and sunny and it's been getting warm and it's interesting. So I'm listening to a podcast by a woman named Shalene Johnson. She's a blonde-headed, green-eyes, blue-eyed woman. I think she's a fitness woman, and she's written books or whatever. I don't know. I gravitated a little bit to her because I guess she talks about personal development and you know, all that stuff. And she talked about friendships, and I thought about this, man. Like, man, through my years of figuring this shit out with people, friendships. Like, through time, like, I know people call me sometimes sensitive. They're like, you're so sensitive. Yo, you need to freaking loosen up, man. You're sensitive. But you got to remember, sensitive means to be able to sense things. Why you got to see it as, like, a softy thing? No. Because many people who have skills and are successful, they know how to read quickly. They know how to read people. They know how to read situations, right? And I'm not going to say I'm an expert at this. Definitely not an expert at, you know, reading people, but I can definitely say I've learned through my experiences to know what is good, what is bad, what is good for me, what is not good for me. And the thing I noticed after a while when I tried to pursue people and, you know, make friends and, you know, just when I thought things were going cool, you know, I'd be the type to constantly go back and call them and text them, you know, every so often. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I was wondering if you want to link up. Hey, how you doing, man? I hope all is well. How's your mom doing? How's your family doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, really genuinely interested because I at least found something in that person that I enjoyed. But then I was noticing that they weren't returning the calls back. They weren't returning the texts back. They were always be like, yeah, man, I'm busy right now, but if you give me a call back 2 months from now, then we can hang out. Sorry, man. I've been really busy, dude. You know, I haven't had a chance to really do anything. And then you go on their Instagram and you find out that they're fucking hanging out with people. And they're posting shit on their Facebook, hanging out with different people. And then they always have an excuse. Well, you know, I haven't seen this guy in forever and all that stuff like that. I don't know. It's always something. Or they're constantly hanging out with the person who they said they haven't seen forever. So just like after a while, you start figuring out what is the truth. And when it comes down to it, there comes a time where you have to know when, where, and how you should be distributing your energy, especially when it comes to people. Because sometimes you invest so much time and energy and all this stuff like that, learning about them, thinking about them, all this shit like that, and you find out these people don't even like you. You find out within that facade, this facade that they put on, that as genuine and enthusiastic as they initially were, things just dwindle down. And think about this as a silver lining, as just kind of, I don't want to say the universe, but like, this is a message. And maybe it is you, maybe it's not you. Especially if you're this person who's improving their life and you know you have all these higher goals and expectations. And you link with this person and you like their vibe. You thought they were just cool people, but they're pushing you away. Well, I mean, I could quickly, easily say, oh, well, it's because they're not on your level. Like, you could say that too. Like, you could say, like, well, look at this kid. What does he do? He smokes weed. He fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he likes to sleep in a lot. He doesn't, like, really like to improve himself. He could give a fuck about a book or learning or, you know, checking out things that are going to improve his life. He's not on your lane. She's not on your lane. And, you know, like, it's the things that you have to remind yourself, like, yo, like, you know, maybe there's a reason. You're not meant to be around these kinds of people. And so I don't want to come up with the top, whatever, three, top five, top things to consider when it comes to having friendships. But I could definitely tell you these are some experiences that gets me to say, uh-uh. And I put my arms out extended, maybe even with a pole, and say, either you can stay right there or you stay all the way over there or I don't even want to fucking see you. But here's some experiences that I've noticed. Number one, when every time you try to connect with them, they say, call me back, check in with me. Even words that say, check in with me a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now. And every time you call back, because you really enjoy who they are, you appreciate them, they keep pushing it back over and over and over and over. It's okay to do it once. It's okay to do it twice. But if this now becomes a year, 2 years later, they're still doing this, that should make sense to you. They're not a friend to you. I could continue going on about this. I only have like 10 seconds left and I don't know what happened with version 3. But what are your thoughts about friendships? What are your thoughts about reading people? Tell me.